Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us with another live episode of Love and Light. I am your host, Roger Love. Yes, I am. And I am joined this morning by my lovely co-host, Miss Kiki. Good morning, Kiki.
Good morning, Roger Love.
How are you this morning, darling?
I am wonderful this morning. How are you?
I am doing just about absolutely all right. Yes, honey, yes, a lot of stuff, child, is like just going on with me and I'm sure everybody else in the world this week, but I just start off talking about me. But, you know, actually I'm going to start off doing what we normally do, child, even though yesterday, you know, I guess I must apologize again for dealing with a crappy internet connection and service and not being able to do the show yesterday because my internet was out yet again. This BS called into Xfinity's modem, sorry, yes. Yeah, it is what it is. And it's like, until people stop making crappy, you know, stuff that, and calling it modern-day technology, because it seems as though modern-day technology that they keep calling it, child, is so sucky right about now. But what they're putting into it is a bunch of stuff that don't seem to really last long, and it sucks. Because I'm like, you know, that's why I don't like the new stuff that they're coming out with for the most part, because they don't really do what they're supposed to do, especially for as long as you hope they do it. You know what I'm saying? But that's neither here nor there. Let's give out some birthday wishes this morning. And I'm going to start off by saying happy birthday to a dear, dear friend of mine by the name of Tony TNB Harris. I ain't going to tell y'all what the TNB stands for. He'll have to do that on his own time. But he is turning the ripe old age of 29 years old. Dude, that means you are almost 30. Good grief. Time is flying by. I remember way back when I kept giving him a hard time by saying he ain't even grown yet because he wasn't even 21. But Lord knows he sure thought he was, but he wasn't. Barely 18. Just had turned about 18, I think, when I first met him. Yeah, I'm putting all your business out there, little young buck. Yeah. But he's sharing his birthday with a cousin-in-law of my, well, sister-in-law. Or what do you call a sister-in-law's sister? Is there a word for that?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No.
Well, I guess she's just a friend. Miss Janine Brown, bless her heart, and she is turning 47 years old. Girl, you go, because you look good, girl. You look good. I wouldn't put your day past 35. Let me stop. Maybe 36. I don't know. But it's not 47, all right? You look good, girl. Her birthday is also coming up tomorrow, which is September the 5th, which is Labor Day. Yes. And speaking of which, I have a little side note. At the job, I sent out a memo, child, for the holiday, letting the tenants know that we are going to be out of the office on the 5th for the holidays, but I titled it Happy Memorial Day. Oh, my God, I always get those two holidays confused, Labor Day and Memorial Day. I can never keep them straight, but it is what it is, y'all. But happy Labor Day anyway. I know y'all going to be barbecuing up some stuff, but we can talk about that in a minute. Back to my birthday wish. It's coming up on Wednesday. You all right?
I'm still laughing too at Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Oh, yeah. Wednesday, September the 7th, okay, there's a trio that's going to be celebrating their birthday, starting off with Miss Kiana McGee. Yes, ma'am. She's going to be turning a ripe old age of 39. Girl, you almost 40, girl. You got one more year. You'll be sharing that 40 and over club. I joined it this year myself. I did. Yes, honey. And she's sharing that birthday with Miss Belle Ami. I don't know what that title is supposed to be, but, you know, we all call her Shan. That's what we call her. She's going to be turning and I said, and Taz, I think, wait, which one of y'all is this? Because I can't see the doggone picture clearly, and then that name is a lie. Okay, I think that's Taz. Yeah, okay, that's Taz that's going to be turning 23 years old. Okay, girl. Yes, child, I remember those ages. I remember that age very well, child. I had just decided to move to Atlanta with a couple of rambunctious people. Yes, I did. That was 17 years ago. Can you believe that, Miss Kiki? 17 whole years ago, yes. Okay, back to birthday wishes. Miss Tasmikia Bryant. Lord, see, there we go again with the names. I'm sorry. Miss Tamikia Bryant. See? Talking about one of them, child, and brought the name down to the other. I am so sorry, y'all, but Miss Tamikia Bryant, my cousin, yes. She's turning 39 years old, which means she was born a year after I was born. Yes. She was born in 77, honey. Yes, I was born in 76. Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to say yes, that's y'all birthdays. Y'all coming up on Wednesday, honey. September the 7th. Wow. Followed by my birthday on Thursday, September the 8th. My cousin is lying his ass off talking about somebody turning 39 years old. And I think he missed a decade. Yes, by a whole decade. Somebody must click a 7 instead of a 6. Okay. Yes, I had to put that out on blast. Talk about some turning 39 years old. No, you ain't. You turned 39 about 10 years ago. Okay. Yeah, I had to blast that. Because, see, it's one thing when you're putting out an age, you know, or you don't put out your age. And I ain't going to say nothing if you don't put out your age, because I don't want to blast you like that. I'll leave that up to Miss Kiki. You know what I'm saying? But when you're putting out age and you're putting out a lying age, I got to call you out. I do. You ain't no damn 39 years old. You ain't seen 39 in the moon. Okay? Anyhow, now coming up on Saturday, yes, which hopefully we'll do another show and probably be able to say it again on Saturday. But you know, hey, the way things are going, so, got to call y'all out while I can. My cousin, Miss Trina Smith, yes. Now, I ain't going to tell her business because, you know, she ain't telling her business, so I ain't going to tell her business. She's turning older than I am because she is older than I am, so I will say that. She is my older cousin, but she's not much older than me. She's not much older than me, but she is older than me. And she is having her birthday Saturday, September 10th, bless her heart. She's sharing that birthday with Mr. Derek Nesby, bless his heart. And I don't know exactly how old he's turning either, but I don't think he's quite 40 yet, to my knowledge. I don't think he is. I don't think so. So he's still in his 30s, bless his heart. And that's my birthday wishes for the week. Happy birthday, y'all.
Yeah, a lot. Happy birthday, y'all.
Yes. Miss Kiki, do you have any birthday wishes you'd like to give out this day?
Of course I do.
Well, all right, it is.
Today is Mr. Cameron Brown's birthday. Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
On tomorrow, we have Miss Giselle Antoinette. Her birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Giselle. We have Phil Bradley. His birthday is also tomorrow. Happy birthday, Phil. And on Tuesday, September the 6th, we have Mr. Damon Lemon. He turned 43. I'm sorry, I could barely see. My screen is, like, buzzing out. Okay. And then on Wednesday, I have my cousin, Miss Kiana McGee. She's turning 39 years old on September 7th. Happy birthday, Kiana. And that's my cousin by marriage. And then I have my real cousin by my mom and my daddy and them. Shadaki, we call her Miss Kizzy. Her birthday is September 8th, and she's turning 38 years old. I'm sorry, kids. Kizzy, and that's my birthday wishes for the week.
All right, now, Angelica Steph, happy birthday, you all. Now, girl, speaking of which, now I know, you know, well, I don't know because I don't have this issue, but having a birthday that's on a holiday, you know, if that was a holiday that you would be born, what do you think would be the worst holiday to actually have a birthday on?
Christmas.
And for obvious reasons, so, yeah, sharing your birthday with Jesus. Now, there's a special sentiment to that, but there's also some stuff that you just know is going to happen during that time.
Okay.
A, your birthday will not be the comic, you know, the commentary going on, child. It would not be the topic of conversation. It will not. So, and then if you get any gifts, it's going to be a combo of happy birthday, Merry Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Ah, blessed be. But I think the best holiday to actually have a birthday on, I think it's a tie for me. The best holidays to have a birthday on is a tie. It would be either A, New Year's, you know, day, because you know that New Year's baby child. Yes, ma'am. If you that first baby born, honey, you getting some cash. You getting some income, some prizes and stuff. Yes. Mm-hmm. They hook it up, honey. But if you happen to have that, you know, then, hey, bam, that's how you do it. That's how you give a birth. Do you hear me? But then the second one I say would be the tie for me, at least, would be Valentine's Day. You know, it's a special thing to be born on the day where everybody's sharing so much love with each other. You know what I'm saying? It's just, yeah. Those are the two things, the two holidays I think would be the best holidays to have a birthday on.
I think the one that sucks for everybody is the ones that's born on leap year.
Ooh, that infamous February 29th, okay?
Yes.
Because then you don't know when to truly celebrate your birthday. You don't want to celebrate it every 4 years, you know what I'm saying? But you really wasn't born on the 28th or the 1st. So, it is definitely a special day to be born.
Yes.
But you just got to be, you have to be one of those people to really appreciate it, I think. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
A special person to really appreciate being born on that particular day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, not everybody can do it.
Exactly.
Like, wow. So when do you, how old are you? Well, technically. March 1st would say that you are technically a year older, but that's not technically your birthday. It's just, yeah, one of those things. Bless their hearts. But yes, being born on Labor Day, I guess after looking at it like that, child, it's not such a bad thing. I mean, see? Wait, no, it is Labor Day. See? Oh, my goodness. Memorial Day and Labor Day. I don't understand why I always get them confused, because they're two different holidays that they celebrate for different reasons, I guess. But I guess it's one of those holidays that is just, it's one of those holidays. It's not like a 4th of July where there's a big certain thing that's going on, you know. And
right.
It's not like a Halloween even where there's a theme going on, or a Thanksgiving where, you know, in the those two holidays are just two holidays that they celebrate, but there's no theme to keep it in mind as to which holiday it is. It's Labor Day and Memorial Day.
Right.
You know, there's no theme to keep it in your mind of what day it actually is. So, sorry, y'all. All I know is they're going to be doing
barbecue. Labor Day weekend always symbolized to me back to school, you know, back to work, you know. That's how I always symbolize, because remember back in the day when we used to go to school right after Labor Day.
Mm.
Now they go to school all early and willy-nilly and all that crap.
Now see.
But school always started that Tuesday after Labor Day.
Actually, technically, the first week of school started after Labor Day, but school started for us like that week before, I think.
Yeah, that was you. I said, I remember the days.
When yeah.
School.
People didn't go back until after Labor Day. Now, that's a whole different ballgame.
Right, but school actually started for us after Labor Day. And that Labor Day weekend was always a big shopping and the family lads did get together before the kids go back to school type of thing.
Yes.
Okay, was,
go buy all the
you actually had a summer. Got out May, the last day of May, and then you had all of June, all of July, and all of August.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not like that anymore.
Yeah, maybe that's why I don't remember it like I used to. Because back in the day, yeah, when we were in school, you knew all of when the holidays were coming up, because that's when you know that you're going to be out and celebrating. So you knew about it when it was going to happen because you were there to deal with it. But it's like, I don't deal with it like that no more. You know, we grown. We don't have school to worry about.
Right.
You know.
And then Memorial Weekend was always the weekend that school was ending.
Exactly. The last holiday of school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, that's what they are. They're Alpha and Omega. Alpha holiday and Omega holiday for school students. But for us that's grown and out of school now,
right?
Not so much. Not so much. And so it literally, since I've been in Georgia, because, you know, I haven't been in school. Well, I've been, in college since I've been here. But as far as elementary, where we really thought about all that stuff, I didn't think about it after getting out of, high school. So it's like, I don't be remembering it just because it's like when it comes up, you see the commercials, of course, if you happen to be watching TV. But for the other holidays, like I said, it's always a theme going on to where it's like you just know what's coming up. But these particular holidays is always revolved around going to school and the end of school, beginning of summer kind of thing. So when you're seeing those commercials, it happens to throw those holidays in there, but it's more or less about school's back, or school's out, you know?
Right.
So, bless their hearts anyway. They're still special holidays. Like I said, people are going to be actually celebrating, you know, by barbecuing like they do. Because that's what I know, that people say that they're going to be, you know, going to do it, either barbecuing or fishing or something.
Hmm.
But, yes. But you know what I'll be doing on Labor Day?
What?
Laboring.
Yeah. Are you going to be working like a labor slave?
Yeah, well, hopefully not like a Hebrew slave, but, yeah, I'll actually be technically at work, you know, so if I will be working, you know, it's in Midtown of Atlanta, so it's probably going to have enough people in there. Because, you know, I realized something about working at a hotel in the city as opposed to working, you know, on the outskirts. On the outskirts, you know, you don't get a lot of holiday travel. But in the city, sometimes you can still get a lot of holiday. You know, not enough to really sell a hotel out sometimes because it's still a holiday. But,
right.
You know, I guess if you're a touristic city like Atlanta used to be, then, yeah, they're in the city, they'll probably get a lot of people in. But considering that it's still Atlanta, some people still feel nostalgic to come to, you know, Atlanta during the holiday, especially Labor Day weekend, which is like, you know, dubbed, I think, Gay Pride weekend for a lot of places. And so Atlanta would be one of them, considering that there's a lot of gay people in Atlanta.
Well, isn't this Gay Pride weekend for Atlanta right now?
I just said that. That's what I was just saying. I said especially in Atlanta because Atlanta has such a lot of gay people here. And so, yes, and this is Gay Pride weekend in Atlanta, so I'm imagining it's going to have a lot of gay people in the city, especially in Midtown, the mecca of Gay Pride. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I thought you said when there's Gay Pride weekend. I didn't hear you say this is Gay Pride weekend. Okay.
I said being that this is Gay Pride weekend, yeah.
Yeah, I missed that being part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, this is Gay Pride weekend in Atlanta. So I'm imagining when I go into the hotel, I will see a lot of gay people. Because I see a lot of gay people anyway, you know. So I think it's going to be more gay people in the city of Atlanta, in Midtown especially. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be 2 days. 2 days of the girls. Yes, and the kids, they call them. Yes, indeed. So I guess if there's going to be, I mean, well, I can't even say a silver lining because I'd still be at work. So it's like, yeah, to see them up in there, you know, hey, how y'all doing? Yes, welcome to residencies. But, yeah, it is what it is, working on a holiday, honey. So it's like, and then going back to the office on Tuesday. And, yes, that's another thing I wanted to talk about because, you know, it's like, you know, this is just a day to talk about stuff for me, you know. I ain't got nothing in particular to be saying, but I'll just be talking about some stuff. Is that all right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Because I'm like, yeah, I ain't got nothing particular to say, but it's just stuff to talk about. I realized, you know, this week, well, I've been realizing this, but I just don't think I've ever really said anything about it on here, but I'm going to say it today. You know, working through temp agencies is cool for what it is, you know, to get you some income coming in. But then I realized, you know, when holidays come, you don't get no kind of holiday pay, you know, and that sucks. It does.
Well, I'm an advocate for, I love the temp agency things. And that was my secret for the longest because people wasn't going to them to find jobs. A lot of people, you know, was doing their regular searches. And there was abundant jobs when I started with agencies because people just didn't think to go there. But now everybody uses them now because they're just so easy to use. But the whole thing with them is it's just easy. And when it comes to holidays and things like that, yes, you do not get
benefits.
Get paid, but you can also call them and ask them if there anybody that's open that might need someone to fill in because some people, a lot of people take off that companies are open for holidays. Mm. And they'll take off and just need somebody for one day. And it's an easy way to grab a day pay at another company. Mm-hmm. And but you still go back to your regular assignment because it's only a day that your office is actually closed. So it leads you to be flexible and also leads you to meet different people and, you know, find different options where you're there working, they're like watching you to see if you're good, but you're also feeling that company out. That's really a company that you want to work for. So that's why I'm an advocate for them, and I also appreciate the flexibility of if it's a holiday and I really want to get paid, like when it gets close to Christmas, a lot of offices start to, like, close, like, call and say, we're closing early because X, Y, and Z. And it's pretty because nobody's pretty much in the offices and nobody's pretty much working. And they start to, you know, like, take off of more days than normal, not just Christmas and not just Christmas Eve. And it makes the week shorter. And so, you know, they always give you that option that, you know, if somebody is just off and somebody needs somebody today to work, go work and go back to your regular position. Now, the thing with that, though, is when you do that, sometimes they get confused about how they're paying you or what, you know, they'll flip-flop the money because usually that one day is always less money than your regular assignment that you're working. So you probably, you know, you have to just make sure they don't start paying you your full salary as the cheaper amount than your regular salary.
They would have to completely foul up because it's like from what I see, at least with this temp agency, they have the assignments labeled by the company or by the person who actually brought you
of
in
course.
For each week.
But when you do a one-day temp job, see, they're going to have you paid for that position, and they have it labeled, and they have it, you know, they try to do everything with using technology. However, when you when you go to work another position while you're working that same position, because at this point, then you'll be working two positions for them, and they'll put it in. You just have to be careful that they don't, you know, flip-flop your pay. But,
yeah,
a lot of people don't like to
do that. It seems like it should be under, like, an account kind of thing to where it's like.
Yeah, and sometimes it is, but it always tends to mess up. And it's only because the person that actually puts them in gets confused, like, oh, this person must switch positions. Because, again, when you work for a temp service, of course, they're not going to think, oh, you work for two different places, because they want you to, you know, focus on that one position so you can either get it and make them look good.
Mm-hmm.
So when the accounting team looks at it, it's always like, okay, you can't be working at two jobs. So
they'll look at it and see what this position was only for one day that you were submitting, but you still submitting.
Well, they don't know if the other company let you go, and then you start at that new one for one day. And when you start back at that other company, did that other company call you back, or did you really go with this new company? So it's just a lot of questions when they do it, and that's why they don't like to do it. But it is possible to do, and that leaves it flexible, and you able to, you know, do as you please and get paid to do it.
Yeah, well, hopefully, look, if they ever made that mistake, hopefully it would be a mistake for that the one place that you went to that was paying more, and they decided to set it up and like, oh, bank error in your favor, thank you.
Exactly.
And I'd be like, I ain't saying nothing.
Until they send you back a check after a year and a half and say, you know what, you get zero check because we've been overpaying you for a year.
Like, you have not been overpaying me. I have been well worth what I've been making, okay? Well worth it, you hear me?
Hmm.
You don't tell me that you overpaid. No, ma'am, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Not even a little bit. So, but, yeah, that's how they do it, though, child. I just think it still sucks, though, that you can't get holiday pay, and they let you know, honey. Every holiday comes up, they let you know, yes, you do not get holiday pay. Don't even put in no hours of saying that you got holiday pay. If you were not actually there physically working, you will not be getting paid for that day. And if your office is closed, then guess what?
Huh.
You still ain't getting paid.
Right.
So every time an office closes early, child, they look at it like, ooh, we get to leave early. The office is closed on the yeah, but y'all still get paid. I don't. So, so yeah. Woohoo. Good for y'all. Good for But yes, that's where the hotel still comes in at, and that's another reason why I always say, child, I really want to get hired on with a company instead of working through the temp agency, but you know. You know, it is what it is until it's not no more. They did say that after 1,500 hours, which seems to equivalent to like a whole, I don't even know how much 1,500 hours is. I'm going to have to do that calculation, but I think it's about a year's worth of work, I'm guessing. 1,500. And so it's like, yeah, once you get to that point, they'll say, well, you know what, then they can pay you holiday pay and all of that other kind of stuff for the temp agency. But up until then, unless your company says to the temp agency, we would like for this person to still get paid for the time that they did not work, they will not do it because the company is in charge for that.
Mm.
So I'm like, yeah, they would actually bill the company to pay for your holiday pay, which the company is not going to do that because I found that they haven't been. So, yeah. And in that order.
Nah.
But, yeah, it is what it is. You know, I ain't salty. I ain't bitter about it. I'm like it is. But, you know, meanwhile, you know, my lease is getting ready to come up. And I did my 60-day notice to them. They sent this thing that I got to fill out and return back to them, which I'll probably do. And I have to keep reminding myself while I'm at work to do this because it's like it's hard for me to remember stuff when it's not in front of me sometimes. But I'm like, okay, yeah, that's what I'm going to try to do. And basically, I got to fill that thing out to sign it to say that when I leave, it's going to be left in the condition that I had moved in, which I don't think they want me to leave it in the condition that I was, you know, when I moved into it, because there were spiders and everything all over the place. Do you hear me?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
So have you already found a new place?
No. Child, it's like, I'm like, there's a whole lot of places that are out there that has places available, but you know the rent literally over the past years have increased dramatically, literally dramatically. And it's just god-awful right now. And it's like, okay, like, really, why is it? Well, I know why everybody is, because they're trying to, you know, capitalize on the fact that everybody is not able to get a house nowadays. And it's like, everybody's getting into these apartments because they have to, but at the same time, my thought is, if a person can't afford a damn house note, why do you think they can afford, you know, this much in rent?
Well, actually, a house note is actually cheaper than rent nowadays.
Yeah, that's a house. But then people have been defaulting on some of their house loans and stuff. That's what I'm saying.
Right. That was from when they used to let people buy more house than what they can actually afford.
Mm.
And that's why the mortgage company crashed, because a lot of people couldn't afford the homes they were actually purchasing. And they were getting approved because you can actually used to be able to write a letter and say, you know, every month my best friend, cousin, grandma, auntie, go give me this amount of money and sign it. And they add that to what their yearly income is. And, yeah, that was like a dumb way of them. But what they were saying was that was actually signifying that this person was going to really get this money because it was in writing.
Mm-hmm.
But if your W-2s and your checks do not reflect it, you shouldn't count it. But back in the day, you know, they did. And a lot of people lost homes behind it.
Yep. Essentially. And then, of course, with that being the case, you know, a lot of these people can't get houses down. So now they're having to rent apartments again. And then it's like, yeah, because they got a lot of people in apartments. Yeah, that drives up the prices for the apartment complexes.
Uh-huh.
Even though the services don't get no better. So it's like, yeah, this place where I'm at now, child, has a whole different management now. And uh-huh. Their services have been cut. Like, they don't even do drop-off payments anymore because, well, let me rephrase that, where you can put it in a drop box, you know, after hours, because they close earlier than what they had been closing.
Uh-huh.
Seems like it's earlier, because I remember I used to be able to stop by the office at some point in time to give them my payment before or after work, you know.
Uh-huh.
But now their office hours end at 6 o'clock, and I don't get home until about 6 o'clock. On some days they open till 7, at least that's what they say, but I pulled up at 6:30, child, and guess what? They were closed.
Huh.
Office door was locked, so yeah, no. And then it's like, okay, they actually got a check payment from me one day, girl. Now, bump this now. I know my handwriting is not always the best, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think I've ever written a 7 that looks like a 2.
Uh-huh.
And these people posted on my door, honey, that I was delinquent on my rent. By $500. You hear me?
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did, honey. They actually had the nerve to post a late notice saying that I was delinquent on my rent by $500. And I'm like, I had to ask them, how the hell did that even happen?
Hmm.
I never gave y'all a partial payment to anything, so how did I actually be delinquent by $500? What, did y'all go up on my rent and then tell me again or something?
Hmm.
Because no, I was told that my rent was, $715 a month, not $1,215 a month. So how the hell I owe y'all $500? From what?
Huh.
They told me that what had happened was This is what had happened, see. They posted a check for $215 on my account. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I didn't give y'all a $215 check. So why did y'all post a $215 check? They had to look into it. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. And when you found out what actually happened, they basically said that they sent the check through that I did give them. The person posted the wrong amount for the check to go through. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, now, yeah. Do y'all even accept partial payments? She said, no, generally we don't without having a discussion about what was going to be going on. I said, exactly. And I know I haven't called nobody about making a partial payment on anything. So who would just up and post a partial payment check without a discussion about it? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, whoever took my check, which I could tell you was a Hispanic guy. I don't know his name, but he was a Hispanic guy. He was there after hours or whatnot. He was the last one taking my check before y'all closed the doors. I can tell you that much. And then when I asked about getting copies of the check, like the other company that was here, they used to copy the check and sign it. Or they used to actually know that, let me rephrase that, because I was paying with my credit card then, because they took credit card and debit card payments with the old company. The new company don't do that. But before they were doing that with the old company, they would actually take the check and make a copy of it and then sign that they actually received it. The new company don't do that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, so Sarah, basically what you're telling me is that y'all are basically just, you know, not doing a whole lot of shit that made it, you know, better to stay here, considering that y'all fucked up on my, you know, rent. So you don't show receipts, you don't print receipts, you don't actually make a copy of the check to sign it, and you don't have a drop box where I can drop this off after hours. I got to try to find y'all on the day that y'all are open, and hopefully that's within that first 5 days of such, and that y'all will actually be there. Because, see, yeah, when y'all say y'all will be open till 7 and then y'all close before 6:30, it's like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Time to lip sync for your life. And it's time for me to sashay away. So, yes, I've started looking online for some apartment complexes, and girl, the prices that I have been coming across in combination with the square footage of these apartments, it just does not look good.
So I think it's just time for you to go back to the original plan of, you know,
definitely, but the problem, though, the problem is the lease is up in 2 months. And if I start that process now, especially, you know, knowing my views on, you know, temp agencies and doing this, it's just like in 2 months, I don't see me actually having a place to, you know, sign, seal, to do
it. Yeah, you will. You will. You will. Have more faith in yourself.
It's not faith in me. It's faith in the system, child. And it's like, and I say that because, A, my finances are still what they are. B,
right.
My credit score dropped again for whatever reason. I don't know.
Mm.
And it's like, and it had been going back and forth literally month to month for the past couple of days. And I'm like, for the past couple of months. And I don't understand why it's dropping. I'm not doing anything on my credit. You know, I'm not applying for anything. I haven't, you know, submitted anything late or anything. And so it's like, I don't understand why it keeps changing. So that's another thing. So if I did apply, I'm not sure if I would even qualify, considering that my score dropped down to a 575, I think, at last count. Hopefully it's up to at least 6-something where it was. But it's like it just keeps dropping, and I don't understand why is it dropping.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm not getting. There's nothing new that's on it, but yet it keeps dropping and going back and forth.
Uh-huh.
I'm not getting it. I just don't get it.
It's a conspiracy.
C-O-N-spiracy.
Right.
genuinely, what my plan is, at least in my head, but you know what to say, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plan. That's what I did the last time, child. He probably cracked up at me when I told him what I wanted to do. So, yeah. But at least what I'm looking to do is, as far as, you know, getting on the ball with getting my own place again, is I'm going to find a place to rent for this point in time, because that's what I feel like is probably the most probable thing to do, I'm going to say. But even with that being the case, I will start the process of actually getting approved and getting a loan, because if I have to break a lease, child, and pay 2 months of whatever the rent is going to be for that point in time, then hell, I'll just do that. But I'm like, yeah. It's like it's time for me to get my own place. And it's like, yeah, strike while the iron is hot. And I might even incorporate your idea of doing it while with a temp agency, which I still don't like that idea. But, yeah. It is what it is. So, it's just, yeah, this renting thing is just not the business no more. Well, it is the business to earn me the business, you know, but it's not my business no more. But, yes, that's what I'm going through this week, child. It's like, yes, a whole lot of stuff, just dealing with things. And then I got to go into the hotel to work today and tomorrow, and it's like, yeah, it is what it is. But it's a holiday. I'm going to try to hold, you know, a nice, you know, disposition. I'm going to try to remain in somewhat of a, you know, a decent mood, I guess. But, you know, it is what it is.
Well, you know, when it's that time to move, and because especially when you're working and you're doing other things and it's time to, you know, move, it sucks, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you can get what you want out the deal. And that's what, because we used to always say around when people leases come up during the summertime, everybody always running specials and things like that. People go ahead and try to move. But when you get someone that's working, it's harder for them to stop and, you know, actually look and find something at a decent price. And that's why it always sucks, because you wind up getting something that, you know, you could have paid less for if you had time to look. And it always makes people just go, you know what, let me just find at least and stay here.
But see, that leads me to a question to you then, because you being in that realm, when is the best time to look for an apartment where you think you might be able to find a better deal as far as the time of year?
Summertime.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because when I started seeing prices during the summertime, they've been the most expensive.
Well, let's say this. Let's say this. It depends on location. Because when here in New Orleans, a lot of people tend to move around that time, and they get scared around that time because it is hurricane season. So a lot of our people get scared around that time. Now, places like Atlanta and Houston and Baltimore, and a lot of people travel during that time. They're not looking to move. They're doing vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Where the people here, they tend to move more because if they are vacationing, usually their vacation is not far, because we have a lot of cruises here. The cruise ships are here. It's not as expensive. You don't spend as much money than when you're in a place where there's a lot of younger people in Atlanta and Texas and Baltimore and D.C., where they work hard, and the summertime they play hard. So they don't want to move. They want to travel. They want to enjoy themselves. Where here in New Orleans, we have the younger crowd here, but most of the time they're partying Monday through Friday anyway. And when they do go on vacation, it's a quick vacation and come back. because they move to the party and have a good time. So that's why in the summer we get a lot of movement. Well, y'all don't. Y'all biggest time, I think when I was there, the biggest time for us was, no, it was summer.